Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. 20 to 21. And there were certain Greeks. I want us to read it together. Pick your Bibles, wherever you are. John chapter number 12, verse 20 to 21. They say, scripture, no cry, no, just say, your boy, I know I shall see a worker. You don't need to look at the board. Amen. Are we on? All right. John chapter 12, 20 to 21. Ready, go. And there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same, therefore, came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we will see Jesus. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Sir, will you allow us to have an encounter with Jesus? Amen. Luke chapter number 21, verse 34 to 36. Luke chapter number 21, 34 to 36. Ready, go, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you unawares. As a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Wow. Shall we bow down our heads and share a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for this evening. Holy Spirit, come and take absolute control. It is your service. Teach your word. Validate your word with signs and wonders following. In Jesus' name. Amen. Online, you are welcome to Bible study. Share the page and you'll be blessed. Amen. You may be seated on glorious thrones. Amen. I want to take a look chapter number 21, 34 to 36 in the Amplified version. Amplified. Can you give me the Amplified version? Amplified. Wow. Beautiful. It says, but take heed to yourselves and be on your guard. Lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with the giddiness. With the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life. And lest that day come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose. Wow. Wow. What a scripture. But take heed to yourselves and be on your guard. Take heed to yourselves and be on your guard. That means that at every point in time in your life, you have to be on guard. And so we need daho. And be on guard. Lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed. Listen, the heart is very important in this walk that you are walking with God. Your heart. Lest your heart. Because the Bible tells us that out of this same heart, Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23. Proverbs 4, 23. We'll come back. Proverbs 4, 23. Are you here with me? Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance. With all vigilance. And above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. The King James Version, it says, keep your heart with all diligence. When we say diligence, it means that take your time. Don't allow anything to distract you when it comes to your heart.
Because out of this heart comes the issues, the problems, the confusions, the things that become a stumbling block to your walk with God. The things that can cause you to stray away from God. The things that can make you miss the mark. The things that can make you, as a child of God, to lose your salvation. The things that can make you, as a child of God, lead you on the broad way instead of the narrow way. He said, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. It is a very important part of your body that you need to take particular care of. So the Lord didn't mince words when he was talking about the heart. Matters of the heart. That is where the unforgiveness is hiding. That is where the bitterness is hiding. That is where the wickedness is hiding. This heart. He said, keep it. Protect it. Put watchmen on your heart. Go and find security men, armed men, and let them guard this heart. Because if you don't guard this heart, the issues of this life, the problems of this life, the matters of this life will cause you to go astray. Bring back Luke chapter 21, 34. This same heart. So when the Bible was speaking to it in the amplified version, he said, guard it. Esther, are you with me? Are you with me? Luke 21. I said amplified. Luke 21. He said, guard your heart. Guard it. Guard it. Guard it. For out of it cometh the issues of this life. Out of it. He said, but take heed to yourselves and be on your guard. Lest your hearts. Be on your guard. Lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed. Is it not the same thing he was saying in Proverbs 4:23? It's the same thing. Because the heart can become overburdened with the issues of this life. The heart can be depressed, weighed down. But by that boyfriend who is breaking your heart. My dear, you may be seated. You are looking good this evening. But Sam can see, Mom, the worship was powerful. I want to thank God for the life of my father, the prophet Dr. Kofi Odro, for giving us this opportunity to stand here and speak the word of God to you. Papa, God bless you. We thank you for this opportunity and we do not take it for granted at all. This heart that is in you, he says that guard it, because the problems of this world can weigh you so down that in the morning when you wake up, you even forget that there is a God. That I need to rise up and say thank you for the fact that I have been selected to be among those who live today. You will easily forget, because the problems of this world, you have allowed it to enter the heart and weigh it down. He said, guard your heart. Guard your heart, that what people are going to say to you will not affect you. Guard your heart. Guard your heart so that when somebody steps on your toes, you say that I forgive you. Let's move on. Guard your heart, because you can easily take account of whatever the person has done for you and hold it. There are many people sitting here. You have been holding grudges in your heart. Holding grudges. Holding unforgiveness in your heart. Something that young man did to you in 1934, you are holding it to today. You are almost 80 years and you are still holding on to it. You are still holding on to it. Guard your heart. Guard that heart. Protect that heart. Because, listen, the problems of this life are not going to get any easier. The problems of this life are not going to get any easier. As long as we are under the sun, As long as we are under the sun, the Bible has said it. He said, in the end times, difficult times will come. Difficult times will come. So don't allow the difficulties of this time to overburden you. Let it not weigh your heart. Listen, the heart is very important. Because out of it come the issues of this life. If you will love somebody, it comes from the heart. If you hate somebody, it will come from the heart. If you will think evil about somebody, it will come from the heart. The Bible says that it is not that which enters a man that defiles him, but what comes out of them. What comes out? What is coming out of you? I said, what is coming out of you? What is coming out of you? The heart. The heart. The heart. The heart. The heart. It is an essential commodity in this life. So you guard it with all diligence and don't allow anybody to cause your heart to sway away from the Lord. It's not what goes in, no. It is not the food that you have been eating. It is not the banku or the fufu that you uchan trauma ke si egu umon. But what is proceeding out? What have you processed inside? And what are you bringing out? What have you processed in the inside of your heart? And what are you bringing out? What you are bringing out is that which will defile you. Or it is that which will give your body life. It is that which will either defile you, or it is that which will what? Give you life. Mark chapter number 7 from 21. Mark 7. It says, from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. So if you will have bad intentions about somebody, if you will have evil intentions about somebody, it proceeds out of the heart. So guard your heart so that evil thoughts will not dwell in your heart. Oh, there are people sitting here. You are receiving the word of God, but as you sit here, you are having evil thoughts about your neighbor. Evil thoughts. If you don't guard your heart, those are the things you'll be thinking about. How may the enemy buno? May the I need to strategize. No me buno. Sorry, demo. Out of the heart. If you don't guard your heart, out of it will come evil thoughts. Evil thoughts that will lead you away from the Lord. Evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. Out of this heart cometh evil thoughts. Proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders. So before a person will take a gun and shoot somebody, the person has conceived it in his heart already. Before somebody will decide to go and rape somebody, he has perceived it in his heart already. Calculation why ye bribia e wana kume mudada. Out of the heart. So he said, guard it. Protect this heart. Because if you don't protect it. Oh, listen. If you don't protect your heart, your heart will activate your flesh. And this flesh, it loves many things. If you don't protect your heart, it will activate the flesh. And this flesh, it loves many things. Epenyoma bebre. It's one sheya. Hey. What's your sorry de mupa? Now so, not because of your heart in tea, heaven abode at that. Because of your heart. Because I hope you are getting what I'm saying. He said, out of it proceeds these murders, thefts, covetousness. Mark 7:21. Are you there? Covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, wicked thoughts. sexual immorality, stealing, murder, adultery. Come on, go. Coveting, a greedy desire to have more wealth. He's never content with what he has. It is in the heart. It is in the heart. Wawaren so opobire. Opobikunu. Obikunu echi no di. Papa besi obikunu ne diskana wode betu ofrene. Ba ya. Inshire miso. But all these things have been conceived in the heart. How I can take that man's husband, that man's wife. How I can take that woman's husband from him proceeds from the heart. So guard your heart, protect the heart. If the heart is yours, make sure that they are always security guards. Security guards by your heart. Because many of us are sitting in church, but we have created idols in our hearts. We have created idols in our hearts. We have created idols in our heart. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 21. It says, where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. Some of us, our treasure is our children. So that is where our heart is. Our husbands, our wife, that is where our heart is. Our treasure is money. So they don't think about anything else but money. Yes, money is good. But it is the root of all evil. You have made money become an idol in your heart. Instead of Jesus Christ reigning in your heart, instead of Jesus Christ being the Lord of your life, money has become an idol. And it is the one that is ruling your heart. Can I announce to you that maybe the reason why at times some of the prayers you pray, you are not receiving answers, is because the idols in your heart have become a stumbling block. Have become a stumbling block. They are not making you have access to the Lord anymore. Ezekiel chapter number 14, from verse number 1. Ezekiel 14, from verse number 1. The Lord says something nice. He says, then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, go, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts. The Israelites who were led by the Lord delivered them from Egypt and said that I will be your God and you will be my people. Now they've thrown away the God and they have set idols in their hearts. And the Bible says that, and put the stumbling, he says, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. The idols have become stumbling blocks. So that is what they see. Instead of seeing Jesus the Savior, instead of seeing Jesus the Healer, instead of seeing Jesus the Lover, instead of seeing Jesus our Judge, they have put idols, and those idols have blocked them. They are not seeing God anymore. They are not seeing God anymore. They are not seeing God anymore. Put the scripture back. He says, they have put their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? That means that they are looking for God. Like we are here. We want to see Jesus. It has become a slogan for you. I want to see Jesus has become a rhetoric for you. I want to see Jesus has become. It has become a byword and a proverb for us. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. It is not about just I want to see Jesus. Is your heart also seeking after Jesus? Why do you even want to see Jesus? It's a question that you need to answer. Why do you even want to see Jesus? Is it for that car? Is it for that wife? Is it for that husband? Or you are seeking a relationship? You are seeking a relationship. You are seeking a Lord and a God over your life. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to set Jesus in my heart. I don't want to set idols in my heart. Your phone has become an idol in your heart. Your dresses have become an idol in your heart. So when you come to church, because you have worn a new dress, you don't want to lie down and worship anymore. Because you have worn a new dress, you don't want to kneel down and worship anymore. You don't want to do anything in the house of God anymore. Because you have gotten married, because you have given birth to children, you don't want to go out there and evangelize anymore. Because I've gotten a new job. I'm a bank manager, so I am too big now. It's an idol in your heart. You have set idols in your heart. You have set idols in your heart. And these idols have become stumbling blocks. These idols have become stumbling blocks. He said, guard your hearts with all diligence, that no idol. Facebook has become more important to you than the word of God. Instagram has become more important to you than the word of God. You wake up in the morning. Those times when you used to wake up to our daily bread, our daily manna, young quine so high. But now when you wake up, you are looking at likes, shares. How many likes? How many shares? How many views? And it is not only church members, pastors are also into it. Yeah. A pastor says that he's going to wait on the Lord. Yeah. I am at Achia Mountains. Who wants to know? Who needs to know? Who wants to know? Why are you there? I'm there because of Jesus. The heart. The heart is not in the right place. The heart is not in the right place. I'm going 40 days fasting and prayer. Every day you are on Facebook. Why? You say you are. Did you ever hear that when Moses went out there one day, he was looking for a like and a share? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he had the tablet and a share and answer. Say, Samsung tablet, I mean him, but he had the tablet and a share and answer. The Bible says that when he came down, the glory was so much that he had to put on a veil. Because the glory was so much. Can I announce to you that the reason why you have gone to do 30 days fasting and prayer but nothing is happening is because the heart is not in the right place. The heart is not in the right place. The heart is not connected to God. The heart is not seeking after God. The heart is seeking after men. The heart is looking for how men will say, ah, so for you, yeah, you, there be no Shatria Mountains. Who wants to know? Who wants to know? Who must know? Who must know? When I came to you, I did not seek anything. I did not seek anything. But I saw Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I don't know if the encounters Paul had, we can have them today. I don't know if the encounters John had, we can have them today. Because we have set too many idols in our hearts that God cannot connect to us. Say, greater things shall ye do, but we have not been able to do anything greater. The things that he has done, we have not been able to do, to even do greater. Because our hearts is not right. Our heart is not in the right places. So he said, guard your hearts with all diligence, because out of it come the issues of this life. He said, guard your hearts, that this world, the problems of this world, the things of this world, the things they show on TV, the things that you listen. I'm so sad these days. I'm so sad these days that you find the devil has captured the attention and the minds of the people of God so much. You see even pastors sharing things that are not of God. They are involved. These people are promoting fornication. They are promoting cohabitation. They are promoting the promiscuity on TV. And you see, you are following. This one has found this one. Oh, this one is going to date this one. Oh. Hey, child of God, you have set idols in your heart. You have set idols in your heart. If today, they were playing some Chelsea and some Man City Champions League finals. By this time, I'm not sure I'll have three rows in this place, because football has become an idol in our hearts. Yes, it's good to watch football. Yes, it's fine. But listen, what can separate us from the love of God? What can separate you? If they put God down and put football down, and you can decide to watch football and not come to church, then I tell you, you don't have Jesus Christ. On such a year. On such a year. You don't have Jesus at all. What can separate you? Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. This evening, I just came to tell you that protect your heart. Protect your heart, because if you don't take care, this heart that you have put idols in. Let's finish that scripture, then I'm ending. I'm upon. Let's finish the scripture. Let's finish the scripture. Papa said, "In the time, so 7:30 pepe upon." He says, "Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Go. Therefore, speak unto them." Today I'm speaking to you. "And say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, every man of the house of Israel or of the house of Alabaster that setteth up his idols in his heart and putteth a stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I the Lord will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. I will answer them according to the multitude of his idols." So, according as your heart is showing. Let me give you one scripture. Proverbs 27:19. Proverbs 27:19. It says something lovely. Proverbs 27:19. It said, "As in water, face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man." Give me a different translation. Give me a different translation. Maybe, okay, GNT. "It is your own face that you see reflected in the water, and it is your own self that you see in your heart." Your own face. Let me even take the water out of there. It is your own face when you see in the mirror. Your own face, you see it in the mirror. And it is your own self that you see in your heart. Can I announce to you that it is your heart that I am seeing right now? It is your heart that I am seeing right now. It's your heart. It's your heart. Your heart is a reflection of you. Your heart is a reflection of you. So this buttresses in Mark chapter 7, 21. That it is out of this same heart. It is not that which goes in, but what comes out of this same heart. So what is coming out of your heart is a reflection of you. Concern is a reflection of you. Akayo is a reflection of you. Intokwa is a reflection of you. Fornication is a reflection of you. Anything that is coming, it's a reflection of you. So if you have love in your heart, it's a reflection of your heart. What is coming out of you? So guard your heart. 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 This morning I came to talk to you about the heart. Protect your heart. Protect your heart. Don't let anything enter the heart that is not of the Lord. Don't let anything go into the heart that is not of the Lord. For the Lord, Jeremiah 17:9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" And I love the verse 10. "I, the Lord, search the heart, try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." I, the Lord, search the heart. Yadie Yehun waha say, "We are fine, pa." Pastor Elisha, the worship here, and yade ketua. Not just say, "A real moon in a bee." When Wondazate picks up the microphone, as Shalom prays and begins to worship. Yes, it's good. That is what we are seeing. But what is in the heart of wonder? What is in the heart of wonder? Pastor, Godson, you do well. Yes, you follow Papa everywhere. You are serving Papa. You are an armor bearer. But what is in your heart? That is what the Lord is searching. He said that, "I, the Lord, I search the heart." Pastor Steve, what is in your heart? Gideon, what is in your heart? Mama Comfort, Mama Lizzie, what is in your heart? Yeah. Oh yeah. What is in your heart? What is in your heart? What is in your heart? It's all about what we are seeing. Oh. What we are seeing there, you are a nice person. Ah, you are a lovely person. Buadiepa. Ah, wait there. Metenesu, I'm sorry. Kwatina akumem na he. Kwatina akumem mu na he. Yeah. Metenesu, I'm sorry. Kwatina akumem na he. So I'll be sorry. Said, I, the Lord, I search the heart. The Lord is searching your heart this evening. What is the Lord seeing in your heart? What is the Lord seeing in your heart? Facebook, what is the Lord seeing in your heart? Yes, you are liking, you are sharing, you are saying powerful comments. Preach on. It's a powerful message. What about you? It's a powerful message. What about me standing here? What about me? What is the Lord is searching my heart? Yes, you are preaching. It's a good message, but what is in your heart? So guard your heart. Protect your heart. Protect your heart, because the Lord will search it. And when he searches it, he will pay you according to all the doings in your heart. Not according to the fact that you bring a fat offering on this altar. Not according to the fact that you were the one who bought the land. Or you were the one who painted the house. No. He searches the heart. The Bible says that for man, he looketh at the outward appearance. But the Lord, he looketh to the heart. Bon sem ke se na so yidi na ona iso. The Bible says in Proverbs 21, verse number 1 and 2, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Go. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. Wow. Every man's ways. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. The Lord is saying that you there, you are looking at what you are seeing, but I ponder the heart. I consider the heart. Before I take a decision concerning anyone, I consider the heart. Today I want you to bring your heart before the Lord. I want you to bring your heart before the Lord. Father, this is my heart. That is why the blood was shed on the cross. That is why the blood was shed on the cross. You said that if I will confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Ask for the forgiveness of the Lord. Plead the blood to wash. The cleansing blood, the cleansing power of the blood that washes, that makes white as snow. Today I bring my heart before you. Wash me, Lord. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Search me, Lord. If there be any iniquity in me, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Hey. If your sins may be as red as scarlet, the Bible says that he is able to make it as white as snow. It doesn't matter where your heart has gotten to. It doesn't matter how much you have hidden in your heart. The Bible says that thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. But you have hidden many things in your heart today. Release it to the Lord. Release it to the Lord. Release it to the Lord. Release your heart. Release, 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 release. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
Come on. Prayer, sing it with me.
Cast me not away.
Put that song up on the board. Put that song up on the board. Lift up your right hand, put your hand on your chest, say, Lord Jesus, this evening I rededicate my life to you. I rededicate my heart to you. If there be any iniquity in me, wash me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for eternal life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands, give it glory unto Jesus.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.